it done. Good day. Time is 7 after the hour. Yet another opportunity for us to spend some time together. I'm going to clear off my desk.
Good.
My glasses, Jennifer. Starting all over again.
A fresh outlook. How do your glasses get so dirty, by the way? Not just yours. I mean, just in general. How do people's glasses get
look
so
at the,
yucky?
Look at the air. It's dirty. This country's in horrible shape. My glasses are dirty.
My grandma used to always have a chain with her glasses around them, and every time we'd go out to eat, she'd always have like half of her lunch sitting on her glasses. Like, her snack for later.
As what happens when those of us who spill food on our shirt, it's the same kind of stuff. Let's get started with a discussion of what's going on in the world today. Your comments certainly welcome at 800-510-8255, blogs, opinions, connections with us. You can go to facebook.com/goodday show. Sure that we ought to have some things that are connected to these school shootings. Matter of fact, there are two items of interest, students in the news. Unless you are completely connected to nothing, you know that yesterday a young man opened fire on his classmates at a school in Chardon, Ohio, which is not far from Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested, this young fellow, near his car, which was parked about a half a mile away from the school. Teacher chased him from the school down the street to his car.
That's pretty brave.
It is. The young man known as T.J. Lane, described by classmates as an outcast, apparently been bullied. And so when you look at his Facebook page, Jennifer, analyze what it is that he stood for. How in the world did nobody get what was going on with this 17-year-old kid?
It's hard because...
Why is it hard?
Well, it's hard, I think, on the parents because you never want to believe that your kid is going to do something like this. And you always think that maybe it'll get better or maybe they just weren't there at all. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, this is... we've had two of these in the last year. 11 months ago, it was the same kind of thing. Although I think the student that was the perpetrator got killed in the shootout, the aftermath... Mm-hmm. So this kid, described by a professional as depressed, antisocial, someone who spent most of his time on violent videos, clearly if you go to the Facebook page, he says that he is alone. He says that he wants to be in charge. He, at the end... uses a phrase that ends in dying or die, the word die. No one pays the attention to this. Everybody else is paying attention to everything else that's on Facebook. How come nobody's paying attention to this?
Mm-hmm. I know. You would think. Friends, somebody. Somebody would have seen it.
800-510-8255. Go ahead, yeah.
I want to know about this new bullying phenomenon, because bullying is not new.
Not new.
Bullying has been around forever and ever and ever. Now, people are bullied in different ways. Maybe they're bullied online. Maybe that's a new component.
Yeah.
But why in the last 10, 15 years are these kids... I mean, I don't remember hearing about kids coming to school and shooting classmates after being bullied until the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, I don't think that's... I think you're right about that.
Why is that new when bullying isn't? Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Well, it's maybe the availability of guns.
Is it video games?
Violent videos. 800-510-8255. An 11-year-old girl died following a fight at her elementary school in Long Beach. Joanna Ramos, blunt force trauma to the head, was what killed her.
Well, what was so odd about this is these two girls met in an alleyway. Yeah. They had a fight for 1 minute, literally 1 minute, mm-hmm. and then they both went home. Mm-hmm. And then shortly after, then Joanna died. Yeah. And they couldn't figure out what it was, and now they're saying it's homicide because she hit her head.
The other, the young girl that was involved in the fight with her is going to be charged with killing her.
Mm-hmm.
11 years old. Sixth grade. Willard Elementary School in Long Beach. Police said it did not involve weapons. I have not seen any pictures of either of these girls. Was the other girl bigger than Joanna?
I've only seen Joanna's picture, and she was a normal-looking penis.
Fighting about a boy.
Yeah. Now, and think about this. I mean, awful for her and her family because she passed away. Mm. But that other girl is going to carry around the fact that she killed somebody her whole life now.
Okay, so is that good or bad?
It's awful.
No. From the point of view of the girl having done this, is this the price she ought to have paid? And is there a lesson in this with regard to fighting, with regard to bullying, with regard to violence? What's the message?
I think you're right. There is a message, and it is a lesson. Now, is it a good way for a lesson to come about? No, but it is a lesson.
800-510-8255, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, and John, who's in Enid, Oklahoma. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I've had a lot of personal experience with this when I was back in grade school and high school. Mm-hmm. I went through a period of fifth and sixth grade where I had one bully who had a gang of four guys backing him.
Jeez.
Another was 11th and 12th grade when I had not only the leader who was bullying me, but also his gang of four guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they harassed me all day long. Because I was constantly running into them in the boys' room and the lunch
room. Why did they harass you?
What?
What was different about you?
Nothing. I guess I was just outspoken, and I didn't believe that.
You the same size as they were?
School with amnesty, with complete cooperation, as it were, with the administration, and pick on other kids because they had no life of their own.
Yeah. What? And, in your circumstance, they bullied you because?
Well, they bullied me, frankly, because I'm very outspoken and I have a strong sense of justice, and I would have jumped in and helped any other kid that was the subject of this kind of bullying harassment.
Right. They didn't like that you would stand up to them.
These kids become really isolated because they get no social support. They can't go to parents. Parents generally just brush them off. The administration looks the other way because they don't want to cause some kind of disruption in the school, maybe have that go public in the administration level, higher administration level. So they just ignore it, and this poor kid has to suffer with it.
Tell you one thing. Thanks for the call, John. 800-510-8255. When I was bullied, my father did do something about it.
And what did he do?
He went to the home of the boy who was bullying me. His name was Peter Olson. Remember it like it was yesterday.
Isn't that funny? We remember these people.
Remember him? He was an obnoxious, just gross, sad kid. You look back on it now.
Most bullies are, but in the moment you don't feel like that.
My father went to the house and somehow or other found him and threatened him. The kid never bothered me again. Somehow
awesome.
My father put it to rest. This kid later robbed a bank. And got into all kinds of trouble, committed suicide while he was in jail.
Wow.
But he was really an outcast, and nobody dared mess with him. And I remember he smoked on the bus, and this is when he was like 13 years old, 14 years old, and put the cigarette out in other kids' laps.
What was his home life like? Were his parents...
I don't know. I honestly don't. I think I remember. I remember where he lived. Remember where he used to get on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
It was a suburban kind of ranch slab house. I don't know. It is strange. I think one of the components has to be that you're isolated from your parents as well as everybody else. And this goes back to parenting 101, learning about how to be a parent. There are no schools. There ought to be. And in school, there ought to be, it's again part of health and welfare in terms of the school, there ought to be some teaching in general of how to act and react in public, that what is acceptable and what isn't. Why can't we teach that sort of thing? Well, it's a value judgment. Okay, so there's no value judgment. We value the lives of these children who have been killed in various shootouts this year at schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
We value them. So how is it that we can't talk about this sort of thing? Well, how do you find somebody who's objective? I don't know. You go around and around in that barrel. But clearly, there is something wrong here. Clearly, this society we live in is sick. And clearly, the problem is not being addressed properly, or we wouldn't have so much of this stuff. And people say, I don't know anything about the kid, when he was all over his Facebook page.
And we really have to start looking at the outside influences that are new on our kids. Because, again, this whole reaching for guns, reaching for violence, that is a pretty new thing.
Yeah.
So what is it? Is it, you know, what can we find? What can we pinpoint?
If you're a parent who has bought a violent video for your child, you're part of the problem. 800-510-8255. A lot of other things to talk about in this hour, but this...
I know, you can't skip this conversation, though.
No,
it's
not
everywhere.
At all. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they'd just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is. What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Fambruary. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary. No, Fambruary. That's right, Fambruary. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you could win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence in the U.S., UK, and Canada. Clean, clear, easy, no. And see 29 12 rules at ConstantContact.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Sasha Cohen and Ryan Seacrest.
The dictator, you mean.
Yeah, the dictator. So Ryan Seacrest discussed his run-in with Sasha Baron Cohen. Jennifer's going to talk about that. Plus, we have some fun coming up here on Good Day Tonight. It's, 21 after the hour.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
Okay, so here's the other prostitution scandal. Politicians take money with a promise to fulfill your needs.
Uh-huh. You mean like in their campaigns?
How often is that attained? At least when you pay a prostitute in a hotel.
You get your money
you
get
what you pay for.
Right? It's delivered. Yeah.
This is Natalia. She is my sister. She is number 4 prostitute in all of Kazakhstan. Nice.
Join the party. Doug Stephens today.
This is exciting news. Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, has been named a nominee for this year's Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah, this will be his first trip to Sweden that he can actually tell Hillary about.
Well, in more serious news, the State Department is now telling our allies in the Mideast that Syria has weapons of mass destruction. So Syria has oil and WMDs. Here we go again! Well, due to the rise in the price of oil and gas, the Obama administration announced today they are considering dipping into our national strategic reelection reserves. Strategic oil reserves. Did I say reelection? I am so sorry. What a foolish mistake.
Speaking of passion, we had a new episode of The Bachelor tonight on ABC. Bachelor Ben narrowed the field of fiancés from 3 down to 2. He eliminated Nikki, which means Lindsay and the nefarious Courtney remain. Courtney is the villain this year. People really hate her. They say she's just trying to seduce Ben to win, which isn't that the point of the show?
Did you guys see this? There was apparently an electrical fire today at Fenway Park, home of the Boston Red Sox. It was weird. Instead of calling 911, Boston fans just heckled the fire until it left. Hey, fire! You're not as hot as you think you are. You can't burn my clothes. They're flame retardant.
Anyway, over the weekend, Mitt Romney went to Daytona. I think he was collecting motor oil for his hair. But he wanted to give people that, you know, he's like a regular dude, not a rich fat cat who's made of money. And this is true. He said to a reporter, "I don't follow NASCAR closely, but I have great friends who are NASCAR team owners."
Don't you even want to try and win this thing?
Didn't help that he shouted out of a golden helicopter as well. The other presidential candidate, Rick Santorum, he doesn't even pretend to like NASCAR. He's against any activity where dudes can rear-end each other.
Although gas is close to $5 a gallon here in California, I'm told it's $6 a gallon in parts of Florida. $6. In fact, gas is so expensive in Miami, even young people are driving 20 miles an hour. Just But President Obama talked about the rising gas prices today. He focused on the positive things his administration has done when it comes to energy prices. So in other words, it was the shortest speech he's ever given. Okay.
Here's an election update. President Obama's campaign is apparently selling its own iPhone cases. Not to be outdone, Newt Gingrich's campaign is selling those beepers that vibrate when your table's ready at the Olive Garden.
There are rumors, though, that Mitt Romney will ask Ron Paul to be his running mate. He was going to originally reach out to Rick Santorum, but Rick Santorum doesn't like dudes reaching out to him. Which is a shame, because he's gorgeous. I'd like to walk up to Rick and go, boop.
Okay. So, combination of Craig Ferguson, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, the usual suspects, Conan O'Brien with some of the late night humor. This is primary day in Arizona and Michigan. I will make my prediction.
Oh boy.
I will tell you who I think will win. And probably won't be a big surprise.
The dictator.
Yes.
Dictator for president.
Take over. Right, exactly. Yeah, I think some people argue we have a dictator now. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. You've heard the news reports of people sometimes getting sick on cruise ships. Want to know one of the major reasons? Well, I can't prove it, but hear me out. I actually think it's because of the cruise industry's draconian cancellation policies. Most cruise lines have strict policies as to when you can actually cancel your trip without incurring a huge penalty or losing all your money. On Royal Caribbean, for example, for cruises 6 nights or longer, you must cancel 75 days in advance to get a full refund. Just recently, Carnival quietly tightened its cancellation policy. To get back 50% of your money, you must give at least 56 days' notice on most cruises. That means passengers who start feeling ill before they set sail have everything to lose if they cancel. The best way to get around these draconian rules? Try to purchase cancel for any reason travel insurance. But read the fine print. More often than not, there's a hefty premium there as well. But now at least you know my feelings as to, when people get sick, who's really to blame. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
We wanted an impressive metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But times being what they are, marketing sent an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. Supposedly, he's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $41.99, you get $41.98 back in Max Perks bonus rewards. It's like paying one penny for a full case of paper. Find all the big deals now at OfficeMax. But please don't step on our elephant. Offer ends Saturday. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
About 33 after the hour, about the program's Good Day program, about the people that are on the air with you, Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen with a lot of different areas of expertise, news of the day, events of the day, the people that folks are talking about. Jennifer was some more on the Oscars and the fun that people had. And main focus here, at least so far in the hour, has been what happened yesterday in Ohio. And to a lesser extent, but only because it hasn't gotten the attention, the fight in Long Beach, California, left an 11-year-old girl, sixth grader, dead, a couple of students dead in Ohio. I don't remember anything like this ever happening when I was a student. Never. Bullying, yeah.
Bullying fights. All the time.
Yep. People dying? No. Gary is in Purvis, Mississippi. Gary, you're on Good Day. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm frustrated. How about you?
Oh, yeah. It's the way parents raise their children.
Are you a parent?
Yes,
okay.
Of course I'm.
How would you rate your parenting on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, you know, I think you can only judge by how the kids turn out.
Well, that's what I'm asking you. I just am curious as to how you rate yourself. As a parent.
Well, I don't know how I rate myself, but I do know that I didn't have any of these problems. My kids they weren't into alcohol. They didn't smoke. They grew up. They go to church. They don't have those problems, but they don't let them listen to the music, and they get spankings when they need correction, and they love their parents because they discipline.
Yeah.
When I remember going to school, of course, I'm 67, but back then, they'd paddle you, you know, and when I was a sophomore in high school, me and another old boy, he was a senior, played hooky. And the next day, well, I was in a different class because he was upperclassman, and I heard the loudspeaker and come with his name, Vernon Pascal, come to the office. And, boy, I said, I was with him yesterday. I hope he don't tell on me. And about that time, you heard three hard whacks. You could hear the echo through the halls. And then they finally called my name. Boy, I'll tell you, man, he didn't give me a long lecture. He just said, son, you played hooky Gary yesterday? And I said, yes, I did. He said, how you want to get it? You want three licks and hold your ankles, hold that desk? I said, I'll hold that desk. And he hit me three hard licks. You know what? I never played hooky. I respect the man this day. If he's alive, I'd call him and tell him thank you.
Yeah.
But, you know, they did without the, they stopped doing that. I remember in the 60s, about 1960, it was a lady that my mother and them knew, and mother came home and said, you know, this lady's raising her little kids, and she doesn't believe in spanking. You know, back in those days, everybody spanked, and by the way, you didn't have any of this stuff going on in those days. And but anyway, she years later, I found out what happened. There was three. It was a girl and two boys. One of them was run over by a car when he was little. Somebody run over in the street. Then, and the other one, the boy, he ended up in drugs and never was able to hold a job. And I heard he was must have been in his 50s just a few years ago in Lubbock, Texas. They arrested him because he tried to burn the house down with his grandchildren in there. And, you know, psychologists, they thought they were smarter than God when they, but there's about four places in the Bible where it talks about discipline your children. Proverbs covers it very well. It says, spare the rod, spoil the child, basically. And that's what's happened to society. And then parents, of course, they led them to listen to all this music that promotes it and just hammering in their head, let them go in their room and listen to this trash. And then no discipline. And then we wonder.
Gary, all right. Okay. We got your, the gist of what you're saying. And I'm not suggesting that you're wrong, but you're out of touch. The reality is whether you think we ought to spank kids or not, it isn't going to happen. Whether we, all of these things that you talked about that were part of the scenario when you and I grew up, it's all gonzo. You can say and suggest and sort of underscore all of these things. That era is gone. It's over. One of the biggest problems we have today is there are too many people who live in our country and who live in the world. We can't govern ourselves anymore because there are too many people to govern. And there are too many different ideas. Technology is way ahead of parenting skills. It's way ahead of government and its ability to take care of the major things that government is supposed to do. So, because it can't take care of the major things, it gets involved in all the minor things. One of the most disgusting realities that we have to face this week, looking at what is in the news, whether you've seen this or heard this yet, the administration is going to borrow another who knows whether they are or they aren't, but they want to. Remember, and this is why children don't have any respect for much of anything, because they see these things happening all the time. Remember when there was a deal last year? The claim was they would cut spending by $2.1 trillion in exchange for borrowing another $2.1 trillion.
Yeah.
But it hasn't happened. Not one lick of this stuff. Maybe $400-$600 billion has been cut. And so this is the stuff. Kids grow up looking at these deals. They understand what their future is all about. And as a matter of fact, frankly, some children don't think they have a future, whether we've over-exaggerated it in the news media or whether we've just done things that are plain wrong. There's no way of sort of like checking anymore. Everything is out of shape. Everything's distorted. Everything is out of whack. This is another example of it. And what do you do other than read and hear and use the same old tired excuses or the same old tired remedies? The excuses don't fix the problem, and the remedies don't fix it either. So, anyway, we all are frustrated with this sort of stuff. We reach out, and I appreciate your reaching out to us. 800-510-8255. And who's talking? Did you hear any one of these four candidates yesterday, Jennifer?
Nope.
They're running in Arizona and in Michigan. My prediction is that Romney wins both of them, by the way.
I think so, too. He's trending now, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, Santorum has just stuck his foot in his mouth. And Gary would be upset, and so would some other people. But the values that Gary and many others that you hear calling programs that are pretty much all political and all anger all the time, those people have the frustration and the anger in them that the kids do, mm-hmm. because they can't seem to deal with change. Like it or not, I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying it's reality. It is what it is.
Things have changed. So what things do we do now? That's
changing.
The question. Right.
Right. And we are not going to fix them by following the same old ways that may or may not have worked in the past.
Would you like to hear Mitt Romney or Rick Santorum or Ron Paul or Newt talk about this shooting in the schools?
Specifically, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You would, wouldn't
too.
You?
Yeah. Absolutely. Especially as a woman and as someone who wants to have kids, I would want to know what they think about it, what we can do.
Why aren't there women running for president? Women
are
much better at fixing these sorts of problems than men are. Men make them worse because of the aggressive nature of testosterone.
Women are like bacon. They make everything better.
That's Canadian bacon. I don't want to admit to it because I don't like meat, but I'll tell you. Everyone wants to
you
walk
do like pork
places.
Products, though. I know. I've like seen it. Products. It's your weakness.
It is. 18 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Coming up, how Ryan Seacrest thinks things went with Sacha Baron Cohen. Meanwhile, if you are a business owner, if you are a person that sends out any appreciable amount of mail, you'll be happy to know that I'm recommending stamps.com to Y-O-U. Why am I doing this? This sounds like from the Mickey Club. Why? Because we love you.
I love that part.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. Why? Because we like you. Anyway, this is an easy way, a quick way, the best way for you to deal with postage. Stamps.com. You buy and print official U.S. postage. You use your computer. You use your printer. Don't need any new tools or whatever you do need. Comes as part of the package because I have a special deal for you from Stamps.com. So you don't ever go to the post office again. You don't have to lease the expensive equipment. Stamps.com. Here's what happens. They have a special offer for all of you who are listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day. There is no risk involved in this whatsoever. You get $110 in bonuses, a digital scale, and $55 in free postage. Only, however, if you go to stamps.com, before you do anything else, you click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage, and you type in the promo code D-O-U-G, Doug. That's what you do. Stamps.com, enter Doug, and get all of this. This is the way you will not it's a pain. The postage meters, you don't want to do that anymore, right? Do this. Do what I've done in my company. Jennifer's done it in her dad's company. Stamps.com. Go to the website, enter the promo code Doug.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Grainger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
are
friends,
you sand or snow?
Clothes.
Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
The dietary guidelines recommend choosing products with whole grain listed as the first ingredient. However, it can be confusing to find products with whole grain in the grocery store, and even harder to know how much you're getting in those foods. Dr. Travis Stork, an ER physician and host of The Doctors, has partnered with General Mills to offer tips for getting more whole grain into your diet.
One easy place to substitute in whole grains is in the cereal, the bread, or the pasta aisle. But shoppers do need to read the ingredient list on the side of the box if they want to get the real scoop. You want to make sure the word whole is listed first in the ingredient list, and it should be followed by a grain like wheat. And companies are making it easier and easier. As an example, the cereals with the white check now highlight the grams of whole grain per serving on the side of the box, because in the end, you should know the ingredients of the products you buy.
For more information on the benefits of whole grain, visit WholeGrainNation.com. That's WholeGrainNation.com.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And buy new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The statistics are startling. 1 million babies are born with a heart defect each year, and thousands of them die before their first birthday. You can change that by visiting heart.chop.edu/hope. February is Heart Defect Awareness Month. Get involved. Support the cause. Give hope to hearts. Go to heart.chop.edu/hope to help the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Give kids' hearts a better start today. The Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Hope lives here.
All right, so Jennifer, this is serious business, this attack on Ryan Seacrest.
I'm so outraged.
It's terrible.
They have a still frame picture in this week's Us Weekly. If you get a chance at the newsstand, flip through it, because he looks so angry and his fist is clenched like he wants to knock him out.
All right, so for those who missed it, during an interview with the dictator character,
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Uh-huh. Right. His name is General Aladdin in the movie, right?
Right. And he was able to come up the red carpet dressed as the dictator. Mm-hmm. He comes over to Ryan and he spills what he said are Kim Jong-il's ashes all over Ryan's suit. Mm. And so people were asking, well, maybe Ryan was in on it. Ryan said, quote, yesterday on his radio show, I definitely did not know that he was going to do that. He comes over. I asked him a couple of questions. You know that feeling in your gut. And, of course, we know that Ryan's suit jacket was covered in probably pancake batter or, you know, something like that, pancake mix. He said the thing that saved him, though, is that his mom always told him to have a clean jacket, always come with two jackets. And so, yeah, he had another one. He had a spare, and he was able to clean up really quickly. He said he knew it was over when he saw the urn coming up, getting closer to his chest, and then when it tipped over, he said, ugh, just
all right, any more Oscar
everywhere.
Post or pre-gossip?
Well, we have to talk a little bit about Angelina Jolie and her split up the side dress, because on Twitter, the latest phenomenon is that Angelina Jolie's right leg has a Twitter page. And the only person that Angelina Jolie's leg follows is J-Lo's girl part that also has its own Twitter page.
What
foolishness.
And then there are these people. This guy, the writer of The Descendants, felt like he had to speak out because somebody said they thought he offended Angelina Jolie because he made fun of, by the way, he stood, I think, didn't he? Isn't that what that was?
Kept standing with their leg out. It was stupid. Nah, and, of course, Sean Young got arrested at the governor's ball. You heard about that, right?
I did, yeah. I think these people... there's something wrong with Angelina Jolie. I don't care what you say. Nobody goes around, never mind all of the kids that she picks up. I suppose that maybe is good. That's fine.
That could be one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's one thing. But she's so thin. She looks sick, emaciated.
It's sad. It's not a good example for young girls to see either. Cause
not
it's,
at all.
It's gross. It's not attractive.
It is. Very unattractive. 51 past the hour.
powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Now, 53 after the hour, a lot of ground to cover here as we are focused on technology for the most part. In this part of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where we introduce Shelley Palmer into the discussion, a study by the Journal of Pediatrics finds that active video games don't actually get children exercising. There ought to be a lot of scrutiny on video games today after what happened in Ohio yesterday. Let's see where all of this goes in a moment with Shelley Palmer here on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance, and
I'll have a fortune. I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, WikiLeaks has begun publishing emails that it claims will expose dark secrets about the global security firm Stratfor. WikiLeaks is likening the private intelligence firm to a shadow CIA. But Stratfor insists that its messages won't expose anything close to a government conspiracy. In other news, a study by the journal Pediatrics found that active video games like Wii Sports or Dance Dance Revolution don't actually get kids exercising. The group of 9 to 12 year olds handed active games didn't exercise any more than those playing games with their thumbs. Turns out it's not exercise if you don't exert yourself. And finally, Netflix contract with Starz ends today, removing some of the service's most popular content from its library. Starz provided television and movies from Sony and Disney like Toy Story 3 and Tangled. The companies are not expected to strike a new deal. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
We thought a charging rhino would be an impressive metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax. But because our prices are small, marketing sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He represents the tiny price you'll pay after saving 20% on everything you can fit in one Office Max shopping bag. It's a big deal. But our tiny rhino is charging the bag anyway. And he's out cold. Look for the Office Max shopping bag in Sunday's paper. Offer ends Saturday. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
January, February, March.
February?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's February, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence of the U.S., U.K., Canada. Excluding Quebec, as you know. And to 29-12 rules, visit ConstantContact.com.
When oil supplies are threatened anywhere in the world, it affects all kinds of comings and goings. You can see it all over. Brian Osich has more for us now on what this means to you if you're planning to fill up your gas tank in the next few months.
Gas prices are soaring, leaving some motorists paying more at the pump. Chief economist for the American Petroleum Institute, John Felmy, says the price of crude oil is the biggest factor for the spike.
Tensions in the Middle East and rising worldwide demand for crude are having a heavy impact on how much Americans pay for their oil and gasoline. While we cannot control actions in the Middle East, we can do a lot more here at home to secure our energy future.
Felmy says one of the best ways to address this price surge is to increase U.S. oil supplies. He says that with the right policies, along with oil from Canada, we can be energy self-sufficient in just 12 years.
Now's the time to increase oil production here at home. We can do a lot more if we're given access to more reserves on public lands and offshore. It not only builds up our oil supply, but will create American jobs and provide more revenue to our ailing economy. We also need immediate approval to build the Keystone XL pipeline to bring more crude from our friendly northern neighbor to refineries here in the U.S.
For more, log on to energytomorrow.org. That's Newsbreak from the API.
All right, we have a story today, Jennifer, at DougStefan.com about this investigation. We started talking about this yesterday, so here's more on the revelation that Facebook is spying on you, spying on your smartphone, spying on your text messages, while some apps can actually intercept your calls and YouTube can actually access your camera and your video. That's how bad this has gotten. The poll today at DougStefan.com. What kind of smartphone do you have? I'm glad I still have the old-fashioned phone.
The old kind of dumb phone.
Yeah, exactly. A, an iPhone. B, a BlackBerry. C, an Android. D, an HTC. E, a Samsung. F, other. G, that's me.
Or
I don't have a smartphone. Yeah, a tin can. Check it out at DougStefan.com.